we have Anthony.
And Adam. And Johnny.
Evan.
We have Evan.
Welcome to Hawaii. Keep that on.
All right, sorry. Yeah,
we're presenting you with a little bit of late night podcast entertainment. It is wintertainment on the 9th of December.
It's grown cold outside.
Excuse me. Oh, what in the bloody...
Yeah. Winter straight out of England. No one does winter like the British.
Can we eat some butt?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what they say.
You guys do the best impressions of Chicagoans.
That's a cool Chicago
humor. All Chicagoans know that winter is an English invention.
A little bit of winter humor for you guys.
Should have thrown it out with the friggin' tea.
If I do say so myself.
Yeah, to be quite honest.
Anthony, how the hell are you? You crazy.
Johnny, you crazy SOB. See, they let you out of the loony bin.
Where's your straight jacket, huh?
Yeah, I can't see it.
How am I doing? How the hell am I?
Let's just, yeah, go right to the end. How are we all doing?
Actually, we should probably talk to Evan. How are you doing, Evan?
Thank you.
You sound kind of sick.
Your thank you?
I am thank you. I love you.
Do you love who?
Do you love who?
I am thank you. I am who?
Evan, what's wrong with your head right now?
I got a frog in my... I have a freaking frog in my throat. I got a freaking frog in my throat.
Trying
I can't kill him.
Trying to get a prince... Prince,
I'm trying to get that
Roger
prince wet.
Yeah.
I'm a total fucking nerd, and I've always sucked.
Evan, did the prince who was a frog, did he have a name?
What was his name? Come on, spit it out. Come on.
His name was Tremendin.
Tremendin?
Tremendin.
Tremendin them fences.
Yeah, to be honest. And that's. I think I've made my point clear.
Yeah, can you let Anthony up? Let him out of that headlock.
Burping out of this headlock.
Oh.
I played a concert today and I burped the entire time.
I was there. It was total Robert Durst.
Classic Robert Durst.
Everyone else was there, too.
Yeah.
You will not believe it. Everyone else was there, too. It was my brother was there. My friend Evan was there. And everyone else, too. Yeah. Everyone else.
They were all there.
They were all there.
Everyone I went to high school with was there.
My brother, my bride, my brother's bride.
My bridezilla.
My bride Zen and my bride Zilla.
Oh, yeah. How are you and Zilla doing?
Oh.
It's pretty good.
We're doing really well. I go, been using Zilla.
How's the marriage?
It's great. I can use my wife to see real estate values. Is that
the
Zilla?
Marriage. I think
Zillow.
That's her brother.
Zilla is just for fun.
They're Italian.
Yeah, that name's just for fun.
Zillow is for finding a house. Yeah. Zilla is just for fun.
Yeah, Zillow really gets down to business. We should have him on the show sometime and teach us a thing or two about personal finance.
That sounds like it'd be fun to listen to.
Yeah, oh, pretty cool. A guy named Zilla coming in.
I think Zilla might be here. can't be Zilla.
That's not
Zilla's here.
Hi, Zillow.
Yes.
Zillow or Zilla?
Zillow.
Is that your wife or your brother-in-law?
Zillow is my father's name. Zilla is my bride's name.
You're
Johnny now?
My eyes.
What the fuck?
Excuse me. Zillow was my father. Call me Zilo.
My eyes hurt, and I can't tell if this is my bride or my brother.
Are you my
bride, my brother? You tell me. I'm just playing around. I'm Zilla.
Honestly, the worst part of that is that your eyes hurt.
Yeah. Holy smokes.
That's bad.
It's very sad, but I'm sad you can't tell me between your bride and your brother.
Tell him between them.
You know I'm one of your seven brothers, man. Anyway, what personal finance questions have you bequeathed?
What can you make out of money?
A better life.
Whoa.
You can make a bride happen. You can kind of cut a hole in the music market.
What about like when you take like a $20 bill and like fold it up and make like the World Trade Center?
Yeah, you can do that. You can make that out of money, and you can make a fun T-shirt with a dollar bill.
One time I was out to eat with my friend Tim.
Tim.
And we were going to go to his like sister's friends, but you could also say his friend, but definitely like mainly his older sister's friends.
So it wasn't his bride, it was his brother.
It was not his bride, it was his
sister's
friend.
Don't be sick.
But so
you're sick. Sorry.
We decided that as a gift, we were going to make a beautiful wood carving of the shot from Hotel Rwanda where he tries to tie his tie, but he starts crying.
Yeah?
And it went really bad. It looked like shit.
Okay.
And we went out to eat at Red Robin.
Mm.
Oh, my God.
And then we had it with us, and we were talking to the waitress about the movie Hotel Rwanda. And when we left, we made a little hotel out of cash for the tip.
Pretty
so that's
good.
Something you can make out of money.
That's a cute, horrible story.
And then
what
later,
do you, what do you think about that, Zillow?
And then later, Tim burned his arm really bad, and we had to go to the hospital.
I think that's a waste of your money, but that's just the facts. Don't blame me.
You think tipping is a waste of money? Explain yourself, Zillow.
Okay, I'm on the money.
Ah, bomb the money.
I'm a former prez.
No, not bomb the money. I didn't say that. That'd be the worst thing you could do.
I'm Zillow, not him.
What?
I can't tell the difference between my friend's bride's brother and my friend's.
It's
honestly, the difference gets less every day.
That's an astonishing
Johnny,
tale.
Johnny, you are turning so much into Zillow. It must be Zilla changing you.
Zillow's a money man, and that's me. I'm Zillow.
I know.
I could turn a quarter into a whole nation.
Oh.
You know? Like, I'm a world builder, and I'm also a quarter.
You're like the Tolkien of finance.
I've been called the Tolkien. Yes.
Because he was only paid a quarter for Lord of the Rings. That was his advance.
A quarter.
I'm the Martin Shkreli of finance.
Did you guys hear?
I'm a millionaire.
Did you guys hear? Momoko told me this today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Martin Shkreli was the guy who bought Wu-Tang's album.
Yep.
Amazing.
I feel like, and this is just because I love to tell you very specific things about music.
What?
Did I tell you, did you find out about that independently, or did I tell you about the existence of that album? Because I feel like I have a vivid memory of being really excited about that album and trying to tell you about it.
But like, I feel like I don't know. It depends on when. I definitely did hear about it.
Yeah.
I think like online. I think I saw it online. But maybe you tried to tell me about it before then, and I wasn't having it.
I may have. That sounds like a stupid grab for credibility, but I'm having a very vivid memory of trying to relay the excitement I felt about that album to you.
Zillow, what can you tell us about stupid grabs, like for skating?
I once was skating, and a cop handled me a fistful of cash skating.
Did you hand him weed, and you got into trouble?
Yeah. And I handed him, I got in even more trouble because I handed him a scary story that I wrote.
Hell no.
It was in a crumpled piece of paper. It got intermingled with the...
Hell no, that won't go. Can I tell you a funny story, Zillow and Johnny and Anthony?
Yeah, yeah.
One time in middle school, I was at my friend's birthday sleepover, and there was one guy who fell asleep before everyone else.
Hey.
So we decided we were going to prank him. And we just piled everything we could find on top of his head while he slept.
Oh, I've done that to a lot of people before.
And then get this. He wakes up when we finally just like push a stick at his head. Because we like it's up to the ceiling. He hasn't woke up.
Oh my God.
And he like backs out of it. And we're shocked that the whole thing stood by itself. We thought, like, we were piling all the stuff on his head. But he just, like, slides his head out, and it's all still standing. And he's, like, half asleep, and he just goes, hell no, this won't go. And he crawls back in and went back to sleep, and he had no memory of it.
Hell no, this won't go?
Yeah. That's how you know a guy's cool, that his instinct is to be, like, fucking cool.
A rapper in his,
like,
sleep.
He just, like, half woke up and was just like, hell no, this won't go.
That's a cool guy.
Really cool. Born cool.
The birth of Zillow.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah. We're approaching the holidays.
Yes. Hanukkah's upon us.
Yeah.
If anyone is Jewish, then they should know that.
Yeah. Yeah. What's gotten into you guys?
I have people tell me they're Jewish, but how do you prove? You can't prove it.
How do you know?
Someone asked Jeb Bush if you could prove that you're a Christian. Remember, he said, I think you can prove it. So vote Bernie or Hillary.
That's the message of that. Yeah, we're entering a very... there was a really dumb thing that happened yesterday, which I think this was such a dumb clickbaity thing for, like, every news site to do. But there were an absurd amount of people yesterday sharing an article that said, Donald Trump's behavior disqualifies him as president, according to the White House.
Whoa.
Did you see this?
If walls could talk.
I saw that.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, like 10,000 people shared it going like, yes! Yes! He's disqualified! But like, that was... I don't even know why the White House issued this statement, but they were saying that his stance on Muslims, according to certain thing, which was like to... It's like in the oath that you take to be president, it like went against that. And they were just like, yeah, so technically what he's saying would disqualify him from president. But people like didn't read the article and see that because it's a misleading title. Yeah. And people thought that Donald Trump was like no longer in the running. And we're just like, we did it!
That would be really weird if you were disqualified if you said something in the campaign that goes against the oath.
Yeah. Yeah, that is weird.
Thank God that that isn't the case.
Yeah, that would suck. I guess, thank God.
Did you receive some sort of funny text? And if not, that's fine. Okay. Johnny's really distracted, but I hope that he's going to whip out something great soon.
Yeah, it should be pretty good. I realize I didn't take any questions for this cast, so this is just going to be straight talk.
I have certain questions.
I have a question.
Yeah, well, okay. All right, are you guys questioning me?
Yeah, I have a question for you guys. Do you shower daily? If not, when did you stop?
Yes.
Ooh, when did we stop showering daily?
Yeah. Have you always showered daily?
I've always showered daily.
Oh.
I do not, but I shower every other day.
I try and do that.
Yeah, there's almost no...
Did you ever shower daily?
Yeah, in high school, and that was because my parents forced me to.
What made you stop? When did you stop?
It started drying out my hair a lot.
I feel that.
It really fucked up my hair.
I had really bad dry skin in high school, and then I realized... I hope mom and dad aren't listening, but I realized that if I just didn't shower, I could just sleep a little more in the bathroom.
Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. Edit that. What? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Evan walked in armed.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing his thing.
So,
But yeah, I have eczema on my head, and which makes me especially danderful. And I thought, like, oh, I'm going to shower every day.
It makes you a dunderhead.
You do look like a dunderhead.
But I would shower every day with, like, a dandruff shampoo, and I do all this stuff. Turns out what I was using was actually, like, drying my head even more. And then I started using, like, a medicated shampoo, and then I didn't have, like, any oils in my head at all.
You realized it was the water, not the shampoo.
You can't use shampoo every day.
Yeah, that's when I started, like, I just started in general showering, making a pattern of showering every other day. And oftentimes it's weird because, like, I'm in between here and my girlfriend's apartment, and I'm just like, sometimes it makes the process really weird because I also don't have new clothes. So sometimes it's like, and that's usually my lack of foresight.
What you feel, what you love, what you're thinking of. Yeah. Next on Hawaiian Feeling.
That's Jared. Stinkers Club.
P-U.
P-U.
Stinkers Club.
My friend Spencer once, you guys might even just know about this. Okay. He told me about Wilco had shirts where they were, it was all the members of Wilco, but as me's, and it said Wilco.
That's horrible. We.
No, that's great. That's funny.
That's so surprising for them, I guess. Well, they did just put out an album called Star Wars. Which I'm just like I like it, but I'm just like, Star Wars?
It's great.
Okay, anyway, what's good? Let's do this.
Dude, nothing is good unless you have a good attitude.
Or are we podcasting now?
Yeah.
Oh, word. Okay.
No.
Good to see you, yeah. Evan.
Evan's being recorded. He's here, but he's not, quote unquote, podcasting tonight.
No.
He's being very real.
Evan has very much checked out.
I mean, I wouldn't say that. I didn't come here to podcast. I came here to
and he's all out of bubble gum.
I came here to talk about the truth.
Oh shit! The justice.
Evan, you've changed.
I've always been this way.
That little smile you used to always give me.
I'm giving you a smile right now, man.
You used to look at me in such a way that would put me on eagle's wings.
Yeah, well.
You would look me in the eye and say, "No, I'll raise you up."
Now I'm here to put you in prison, man.
Ever since you became a cop, you've been weird.
I'm putting you in a prison of reason.
As my arresting officer, this is the side of Evan I've always
known. It's so weird because Evan's one of the only cops I've ever met who just doesn't work. He doesn't do cops, and he never goes in. But he is a cop.
Keep calling out,
and it doesn't work for me either.
Dude, it's so weird that you're a cop, but you always take off to tour.
Yeah,
I've heard him say
they're cool with it.
Going into the field.
I've heard him say maybe I'll go in today, and then guess what? I see him like an hour later, just like cooking a burger.
Maybe not.
And I'm just like, what are you doing? I thought you were gonna go in today. And he's like,
No, not today.
Relax.
That's what he said. That's exactly what you said.
Nope.
It is funny because I feel like I know a lot of people who are very, very much anti-cop, often with good reason. But then, like, if they saw a cop being like playing guitar or being like really lazy and not doing their job, they'd be like, "Why isn't that cop doing their job? Lazy ass cops!" So it's like you want the cop to be more of a cop to do more police work. It'd be cool if there was a chill cop.
But what if you saw the institution playing guitar? Because that's what I think
is that
is the
your
real
favorite
problem.
Cop? His nickname is the institution.
No way. No.
Institution is already playing all of us like a guitar.
Yeah, are
you?
That's what I came here for.
I call the G string.
I'm not here to podcast.
And let's just say at my most recent hearing, it really struck a chord in me.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and then I put you, and then
an
I put
F
you
chord.
In prison.
Whoa. F you.
That's why I put you in jail.
Yeah. Damn, Officer Institution.
That's me,
Evan, the institution, Lord.
Mine's an
the,
S chord.
The mind, the cube, and the institution.
I'm pretty sure he's the creator. But we shouldn't get into that right now.
We shouldn't get into that.
Yeah, Evan will throw a fit. The quietest fit you've ever heard.
Also throw a hit on you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to put a hit on you.
I know a hit man, and he recently threw a hit. He totally blew it. He bet on the other side.
threw it down the street.
He threw a hit of a drug. He threw it. Yeah. Away because he's a cop. And
got lost.
They're bad.
That's a hitman I recently
God, every time something bad happens, man. Every time something bad happens, God lost.
Damn.
How was your day? Let's just say God lost.
Well, and then let's go over God's laws. Thou shalt not kill.
Thou shalt not kill your neighbor's wife.
Thou shalt.
Thou shalt not kill your brother-in-law.
Mixing up the Ten Commandments.
If any listeners are still in high school, please use one of the Ten Commandments as your senior quote.
Your high school quote is, "Thou shalt not kill." You'd be the most on-edge high schooler ever.
Did you guys have high school quotes?
Not me.
I didn't.
I did.
I don't remember.
What was yours, Adam?
Mine was, I had two.
Thou shalt not.
No, mine was, I had two, and one, the first one was, and I don't think these are still that funny, but, you know, it was, fire the turbo thrusters and brace for ramming speed. This one's going to get messy, boys, attributed to Abraham Lincoln. And then I had, I am dead serious 100% of the time. That was my other one.
And that's just a quote from you?
Yeah.
You're a quote maker.
Yeah, and then it didn't list any clubs that I was in because I wasn't. Actually, I was in Latin Club. Maybe it said I was in Latin Club.
Did they just put the quotes one on top of the other?
Yeah, me and Charlie found out you could just give them like a ton of quotes, and they would make the font really small and put them all on. So Charlie had like six.
That's actually very good.
Fun
quick yearbook story. I was in a pretty good amount of clubs, and almost everyone got my name wrong.
How?
You've got a tough name.
You have such an American name.
Well, you're going to laugh at this, because for my picture for debate club, I was Anthony Samoles. Like, obviously, like a mix up with another person, but I was just sitting there looking at myself with my weird hair, smiling like with my lips closed, and it just said Anthony Samoles. And I was just like, what the fuck is this?
Can I get the Anthony Samoles smile?
You must have been so unpopular.
Wait, I actually would try and do a little smirk like
that. The yearbook committee didn't know your name.
Yeah, it was really unpopular.
Because the yearbook committee is like the most coolest guys and girls in school.
It was only senior year where I was like friends with people who were like on yearbook. So I got to do things like I got the poetry slam team to like on the front of the senior page, like we all had a poem about graduating or something like that. But then we get to do dumb shit. Like there's a yearbook floating around that like me and like three of my friends got to like say our like accomplishments, like senior accomplishments. And I said mine was Secretary of Defense. And a guy named Nick said he was king of the school. We thought we were very funny. That was the only cool yearbook thing. But
Thou Shalt Not Kill tribute to King of Kings, dude. Jesus.
Truth. King of Kings.
Lord of Boys. I'm sort of like the King of Kings.
Thou
of,
shalt not misplace Chicago. Quotes.
King of Kings. Lord of Boys? Did you say Lord of
Lord of Lords?
Oh, Lord of Boys. Lord of Hosts. And a host of Lord.
That would have been sick.
Lord of the
High
hosts.
School accomplishment. Lord of Hosts.
Lord of the Hosts.
Host of Lords.
Speaker for the dead.
We are a host of hosts right now.
That is true.
But we just don't.
I do like a host as a plural. I never say that.
Because it's like a group.
Yeah. Like a host.
It doesn't mean at all what the other host means.
No, absolutely not. But I like it as like a plural of things.
So this is going to be is this episode 3 or 4 of this new season?
3 or 4. 4, right?
We haven't had a single. It might be 3. We've had all 4 of us every time and no guests.
That's weird.
I like it.
Except for Zillow.
We had Zillow a minute ago.
I think it's good. We're really
Todd being on the money, and he was one of the brothers and one of the brides.
We're really stating our theme solidly.
Let's talk about what we just talked about 15 minutes ago.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
The listeners know about his bride, Zilla.
So do you guys want to talk about what we talked about 15 minutes ago again?
Yeah. But honestly, I have no new information about Half-Life 3.
Oh, I won't press you for that then.
Thank you. Jesus.
Today I had to sing a lyric about Halo 3.
Oh, yeah.
You had to?
Yeah, I did. Because I suppose I could have
because
not
you chose
sung
to.
The song.
Was it somebody holding a
gun to your head? Gun to my head?
Holding a Halo holding a Halo gun to your head? And
nice.
Saying,
Combat Evolved.
Hey, idiot.
That's
Earthling.
How it happened. That's what happened.
Earthling, say a Halo 3 line.
Over. Bye.
I'm going to point my plasma rifle at you.
Shit.
Honestly, the thing about Halo 3, though, and it might have started in Halo 2 even, I'm not sure, but they made the bullets stopped being objects. So it got way easier. You know, you didn't have to lead your targets anymore. And so it's just interesting for me to think about how you had to sing a song about Halo 3 with a gun to your head, and there's no way you could have dodged that bullet, man.
Yeah.
Not a million years.
And that's what explained. Yeah, I couldn't have dodged that bullet.
And you knew it.
Yeah.
But you still did it.
I did it. He got a laugh.
He couldn't have dodged the bullet, and he knew it, but he still did it. He still dodged the bullet. He didn't sing the lyric about Halo 3.
Yeah, this is all a sham.
Everyone was there. You all know.
I just told a host of lies. That I am the host of lies. Adam is the host of cool.
That would be a good episode.
You're the host of truths. Mm-hmm. And Johnny's the host
with the most.
Yeah.
More like hostess.
And Rodney over there is our ghost host. Pay respects. That'd be a good episode, though, where the audience has to figure out one of us is telling only lies.
What was the rabbit that Jimmy Stewart saw in that movie?
Ghost Host.
The one Jimmy Stewart was in a movie where he like kept seeing a rabbit that was fake. And like
it
was
Framed Roger Rabbit.
Harvey. Harvey.
That's what Harvey is about?
Thinking of Gruntles.
Yeah, Gintins. That's the film.
You're thinking of Tintin.
Yeah, Tintin.
Have you guys seen
the rabbit?
Have you guys seen that video?
Johnny
that's Johnny Darko.
Think of Johnny Darko.
Have you guys seen that video of when Jimmy Stewart's dog died? He went on, I think, Johnny Carson.
Yeah. Oh, I saw that.
Told his poem about his dog, Bo, being dead.
I didn't so see sad. That.
And then there's another video where Norm MacDonald calls into Dennis Miller's podcast and just does that poem and says he wrote it.
Really?
And it's really good.
What a weird choice.
That's great.
I do really like that particular lie.
It's a fun lie.
Adam and I talked a lot about Andy Kaufman today.
That's true. His dad, is he Rodney? No, Ghost Host. Oh, no, Rodney's the Ghost Host. Yeah.
No, you think Rodney?
Or Ghost Host? Could it be Andy Kaufman?
Romby? Romby?
Even dead? Could
Ramby? I think it's Romby.
Rodney Romby?
Oh, shit, sorry. That's right. It's two rhombuses.
Yeah.
That's not a person. That's two rhombuses.
Let's all admit we've all made that mistake before. We look at a person.
Okay.
And we think, like, oh, that's my friend. That's a friend of mine. And it's just two shapes.
Yeah, that's not even in our dimension.
Two great apes.
not always. Is it two rhombuses?
Have you guys heard the tale? He lives in Logan Square. It's the legend of the undead ape.
regale this
you
tale.
You mean your landlord didn't tell you before you moved in?
No.
Let's just say there's a reason that...
For the season?
For the season. And it's that 2015 years ago, a little carpenter who was an ape, and a similarly sized woman who was an ape had a child that they didn't fuck for.
Oh.
Did you fuck for this child? Let's get here.
Real quick. What would we not fuck for?
This kid right here, did you fuck for this?
That's what the three wise men said. Did you fuck for this kid? No. No, we didn't.
No, it's the weirdest thing.
Who the fuck is this kid?
Did you fuck for this?
We can probably reenact that. Hold on.
Okay. I'll be... No,
you be Mary. Okay. We'll be the three wise men.
Oh, yeah.
Can you cue up?
I'm the wisest man.
Wait, before that, can you cue up Carol of the Birds?
Can I ask a quick question? Am I giving birth, or is this in like the glow of just gave birth, holding the baby?
We're about to find out. You make
we
that can, choice.
No, all give right. birth while we're talking.
Okay.
Hoo-wah!
Let me.
You got to sell me on this, Adam.
When my mom gave birth to me, the doctor was an ex-Marine, and so he's
an ex-Marine.
So he had my mom say "hoo-wah," or was it "hoorah"? I don't remember what Marines.
Hooray! We're Marines!
Yay!
Hoo-wah!
Yay, Marine!
Hoo-wah is scent of a woman. Got it.
I'm the wisest man.
You are really wise. Whoa.
Bullshit, Trevor. I'm the wisest man. No.
Shut the fuck up, Kyle.
Up, Franklin. I'm the wisest man.
Yeah, and he's Kyle. Oh, yeah. Man.
Wait, no. I'm the wisest man.
Why don't Trevor, you're being a little bitch. I think.
All right, what about this? Who? This is not a wise man.
No, what's
okay,
what the
million
fuck?
Dollars. Would you fuck a guy?
Why do you guys want to stop talking about me being the wisest one?
Because, dude, we all know you suck at Halo.
But I think about so much.
Oh, my
God. What the fuck is this?
Oh, my God. You're beautiful.
Hey, wise guys.
I'm the wisest man.
All right,
one more time, Trevor.
Shut the fuck up. Shut up. Everybody shut the fuck up. What is that?
I can't shut him up. He's newborn.
All right, you're going to either have to shut him up or shut him down. What? Just okay. Born. Shape that baby
did
up
you,
or
shit. Did you fuck for that? That kid there, did you fuck for
yeah, we've all been talking
no.
about Kyle, Trevor, and Franklin.
No, honest. I didn't, sir. Then, honest. Wow.
Then who the fuck is this kid?
This is my son.
Who had to fuck?
I'll
make somebody
this
fuck.
Kid. Excuse me. I was talking, you pizza shit.
Okay, I get it.
Okay, you know what? I thought this was a scene starring four people, but maybe that's just the three wise men can handle the birth of Jesus without Mary. Okay.
Maybe
that'll work.
Wise man and his two brothers.
Okay, diva. Right, Kyle?
Yeah.
I'm Franklin. And
you know what? Why don't I just shut up this baby?
Whoa!
So good that you shut that baby.
That
down.
Was the King of Kings and Lord of Lords that you just shut up.
That was the King of Sting right there.
I called him little of Nazareth.
The King of Sting got the King of
you
King.
Call, you should call him the hostess with the most.
Look, I didn't fuck for this, but he is of Nazareth.
Oh,
Nazareth had to get fucked for this.
Isn't it weird to think when they named him Jesus, that wasn't like an important name?
Who's they? You?
You?
Yes,
we're
me.
Still doing right. this.
Yeah, me.
Come on, man.
Come on, lady.
I did a timeout, guys. All right, back in.
Oh.
All right.
And I have, off.
I have some fucking sense. Oh, frankincense.
The baby's dead. I killed it because you
frankincense.
I think this guy needs some more frankincense, if you know what I mean.
It's frankincense.
Frankincense.
Dude. Franklin, you're all book smart. You're not street smart, though.
Yeah, you got to get some street smart.
You got to get some common sense, I think.
No, man.
You keep giving it all away.
Oh, you keep giving people all this weird Franklin sense.
And honestly,
nobody
no one
knows what that
yeah, well,
is.
You've given it away so much, no one's buying anything.
I brought all the gold because
I'm going to give a myrrh. Do you want myrrh?
Yeah, I'm about to murder your ass if you don't shut up about this.
Hey, Murico.
I'm about to murder.
Hey, Mary.
Hey, you know what? You know what, wise man?
What's your favorite thing?
He wasn't talking to you.
Wait, hold on. First of all,
he was talking to me.
Trevor, that was gold.
I have gold.
No, you have gold. Like, that was gold. Like, you have gold, like, in the bank. Your joke bank.
That's what you're talking about.
You fucking suck, bro.
Okay, I gotta know.
So, what's good? Did you fuck to
What's your favorite thing about myrrh?
Yeah.
Me?
Don't tell him we have some. Don't tell her we have some.
I think I'm just going to not talk and see how long this wise man can keep talking.
Yeah, let that wise guy
Because
talk.
Obviously the birth of Jesus, I guess it's not why you guys are here. You guys are just here to fight? Is that true?
No.
Well.
This is now Christmas.
No.
Now this is Christmas.
No.
How do you guys celebrate Christmas with your families now that's what this is?
It's hard.
Mary says what? Sorry.
What?
You just need I said Mary says what?
You That's just what, need to know. Stop interrupting people because this is a podcast.
No.
It's a simple-minded trick.
No?
It's not a wise man's trick.
It's a simple-minded trick.
It's not something a wise man would do.
Guys, look at this. My husband, Joseph, he made this mixer.
Damn, is he a DJ?
And look at this. He made this table.
I can beatbox.
But you know what we didn't make?
Joseph in here.
You know what he didn't make? You know what he had nothing to do with making?
What?
This little baby.
Oh, yeah. You didn't have to fuck for that. But did you have to fuck for that mixer? Did he have to fuck to be a DJ? Because, like, I can beatbox.
I don't know if you can be a DJ without having a sexual aspect of your personality. That's just what I think. Me, Mary.
Whoa.
I hope someday my little boy has a love affair with a woman with my own name, and it becomes a secret that you can't talk about.
Yeah.
One can only hope.
The kind of thing that produced a host of wise men to come through. And remember when the wise men came later into the story and revealed the secret of Mary Magdalene?
I don't think we did a good job when the heavens opened up and the heavenly host all came down.
Yeah.
You're right.
I disagree. Yeah, I think it'd be cool. I think we did
an amazing job.
I think it'd be sick. Time out. I think it'd be sick if throughout the New Testament, like in the magic flute, how they're like the chorus of those three.
Oh, wait. How does the magic flute go again?
just give me one sec. I might be a wise guy.
Continue while he sets up his
my aux cord.
you've just been handed the aux cord.
I didn't know a wise guy got handed the aux cord.
But you guys know how in the magic flute... <they're>
so quiet.
What about it?
No, how there are like the chorus like of the...
Like y'all... Does everyone know the magic flute?
No.
Mozart.
Oh, the opera. Yeah, there's like these... Zauberflöte. Three boys. Is that what it's called? Is that what they're called?
The German is Zauberflöte, magic flute.
Yeah, these. Well, it kind of relates to what I was gonna say. Is
so it goes 1, 2, 3, 4.
Be listening to it. But in the magic
kinda
flute,
like that.
It's like. They're like da, 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 da,
da, da, da. I have a good idea that there's.
How's the flute song go?
Just listen.
Here's Mozart.
That's not a flute, though.
Flute.
But there's in the magic flute, there are these three like little this chorus of three boys who keep appearing and reappearing, usually to prevent the characters from committing suicide. And I think it'd be really cool if throughout the New Testament, the three wise men just like keep coming back for Jesus, like at certain crucial times, like an Obi-Wan figure, and just kind of come back, like, "What's troubling you, Jesus?" Like they're his permanent watch people.
Like, I really like
always taking care of Jesus.
Speaking of the three boys in that opera, look at the name of this opera, but don't tell the audience.
Can we guess what it is?
Yeah, guess.
The silent
Anthony, give look at me so I can get a good read on you.
Let me see you.
The Smen who
stare at goats.
Is it Freb?
Adam, you're breaking my concentration. Shut up, please.
Yeah, read me.
I'm gonna start over. The Smen.
You're doing really good.
I'm close.
Is it Grimmins?
No, it's the Smen. Something with Smen. Is it about Smen?
It's about two young Smen.
It has a lot of Smen in it.
Is Freb in it or not?
Is there a Freb?
Oh, that baritone.
I'm seeing a Freb.
Take the idea of Smen. And let me
know,
say
I knew I was onto something with the Smen.
Let
me say that there are two young Smen in it.
Smem or Smen?
But what is a young Smen?
Smen.
Boy.
And how many are there?
Two. Two boys.
It's called two boys.
Is it called two boys?
It's called two boys.
Two boys.
Ah, two's boys. Number two's boys. We be the boys.
Do you think that opera has its wings and brass in threes or twos or fours?
Email the podcast. We be the boys.
We be the boys.
Podcast swear word of the week. Shit.
Well, no.
Shit.
Is it shit or fuck?
Shit or butt?
Shit or fuck? Shit or fuck?
No, is it shit or butt?
No, butt's not a bad word.
It's not a bad
word. Yeah, butt's a bad word.
Only depending on how
old
you are.
I can't say butt.
You just did.
No? Oh, shit.
One time I said shit, and I realized I said shit, so I said fuck, and I realized that's even worse.
Oh, man.
Every time you ring a bell, an angel says a swear.
Fuck. Fuck.
Pretty good. Actually,
let's just give this a little moment. I feel like I'm playing Crystal Chronicles.
Keep this going.
I feel like I'm a...
Can you turn it up a little bit?
A Liliot?
I don't
remember the race names of
Crystal
Chronicles.
Parading through Christmas fields.
I'm trying to put the miasma back. Shout out to all my Crystal Chronicles fans.
Cool.
Yeah, shout out. We need to get three wise men into your life.
Can you loop this one?
It's me, Mary!
This is the soundtrack to Mary running after Jesus.
he learned to walk in
rascal.
Day two, he's running away from mom being a little rascal.
He ran so fast, you would have thought it was day two to beach.
day tune a beach?
Yeah. The tuna beach?
You know, you can't, you can tune a guitar, but you can't day tune a beach.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's true.
That's true.
Listen to Wildcats, everyone. There's a song where we say that's true a lot. I've been putting Wildcat songs at the end of every episode.
Yeah, that last one was good. The fastest man in the world.
Fastest man alive. That song, alive. Charlie's probably listening to this, but like the pulls Charlie can make sometimes are just amazing. He pulls in this song, he has a line where he talks, the person is in love with Usain Bolt. And in the beginning of the song, he breaks up with Johan Blake, who was like the second fastest guy, but who like I think was maybe like for a while in front of Usain Bolt, so like started in first place. So there's another line in the song where he's just like, my newfound love is starting in second place. It was just so good. Like, how the fuck do you pull the name Johan Blake? Jesus. True. Maybe he read the Wikipedia right before. I don't know.
It is weird. Like, this is such a stupid, like, obvious point that I hear people make a lot, but I'm about to make it again.
Oh, obvious child? What's... No, what's...
Yeah, it's that movie.
Okay.
But...
I didn't know.
Like, when people... It is crazy sometimes, the information that is, like, lodged in your head that is brought out by things. Where you're just like, how could I have possibly have remembered that and, like, forgotten to do something today? Like... That sounds like, oh, shit.
It's 9 o'clock. I haven't done anything today.
Yeah, like, that. There's probably a great answer for that. But in general, that's so dumb that happens ever. Like, I would so much rather forget all, like, the trivial shit I happen to know if I could remember every day perfectly. Like, that'd be so good. Or, like, the things I have to do that day. And, like, I don't.
But then what would you write songs about?
I suppose you got me there.
I'm being...
hoisted by my own petard.
I'm being dirty.
I'm being dirty, forgive me. You've scorned me. You've gored me with your talk sword.
This is getting gross.
Yeah.
It's getting weird. It's getting a little bit weird.
Talk sword?
Or cock sword. You gored me with your cock sword.
Not cock sword. This is a dirty podcast.
This is awesome.
This is... Okay, Dish.
Well, we're all adults here.
Did you have sex tonight?
Oh.
Dish!
Let me tell you about it.
Yeah. Did you fuck tonight?
I didn't.
Okay, what would you have
We're all dirty with? Adults,
you,
though.
You did it.
Excuse me, I was just reading Myra Breckinridge, the groundbreaking novel about a transsexual who is very sexually free.
I read Nude Lunch. It was actually about a lunch on a nude beach.
They called that book unfilmable.
Yeah, because there's too many naked people. You can't film them all. It'd be gross.
I love
reading. Okay, Johnny, you have the talking stick. Dish. Who did you fuck tonight?
Him and Zilla.
Well, Zilla. Me and Zilla. First of all, we fucked.
Thanks, by the way, for flying us out here to do the episode on your honeymoon, because we got to get him weekly.
Okay, thanks, by the way, for that. And thanks, Byron Way, for making a quick Bridezilla reference. Anyway, do go on.
Lord Byron. Now that man fucked.
Wait, real quick. I heard someone use the word Byron-esque the other day, and I couldn't help but think of Byron from Bridezilla. And anyone saying that they were... akin to Byron. Like,
you're acting Byron.
You're acting Byron-esque.
Somewhat Byronian.
Ladies and gentlemen, watch season one of Marriage Bootcamp Bridezillas and episodes 1 and 7 of season 2. Evan, did you fuck tonight?
I don't know. What do you think?
I think he did. So what did you fuck for? What did you do that for?
Oh, my God. Why?
Did you fuck for...
I don't know. I was just feeling crazy.
I would love it if you're like... Because do people hook up in rooms at parties?
No, they hook
like
up
college
outside.
Parties. Like, do people go to the room... Go into a room. I only see that in movies.
Probably not.
I don't
college parties.
I don't think in college you go into any rooms.
Because you don't. No one really has extra rooms.
I guess you're right. Well, if you go to like a frat house or something.
Oh, yeah, that probably happens.
Yeah, when you watch movies, I feel like people go to rooms to fuck.
You can't go in any rooms in college.
I think that happens at frat houses.
I need. They don't I gotta school you guys okay. what it's like to be a man in college.
Think about how
they
like
don't have rooms.
Think about like how
there are no rooms.
Think about how shitty
everybody sleeps in tents in college.
Think about
we all have tents.
Guys. Think about like how shitty and horny college students are. They must just like go to rooms to have sex during parties.
Yeah. You can find them.
Some people must.
Yeah, I guess
well,
you're right.
Well, if they can find a room, yeah.
Yeah,
like
you can't
Evan's
find
in,
any rooms at
it's
college.
All, it's all tents or
classrooms.
It's all tinted or, tents. Can't see it.
Well, structures,
classrooms,
or school buses,
or school buses, or gyms,
structures,
libraries.
Structures are inherently weak; they will fall.
You have to fuck in books.
You can only fucking
only at the library.
Only at the library.
If you manage to fuck in college, you're going to be in the history books. But
amen to that, brother.
That's actually crazy. It's funny to think that nobody has ever had sex in college before.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah, to be quite honest.
I wish.
Yeah, so if
yeah, that's actually crazy.
If you end up if you're in college now and you end up having sex, then
hit us up.
We would love to interview the
love to interview the fuck out of you.
The first
living shit out.
You're fucking living legend, bro.
This is all such a
literal
flimsy
fucking
premise.
Legend.
This is such a flimsy press premise for one joke I wanted to make, which I needed to know if people fucked in rooms during high school. or college, and I wanted to think you leave.
The answer
like,
is no.
Like, did you guys have sex? And then they go, yeah. And then you're like, what'd you do that for?
I in college.
What did you fuck for?
Yeah, what did you fuck for?
I saw.
What are you fucking about?
I saw people having sex not in a room in college. I was walking up like because I went to Columbia, so the dorm buildings were like high rises.
Whoa!
And I was taking the stairs up to like the lounge in the top floor, and there was just people having. There's a couple having sex in the stairwell.
That's fun.
It was fucked up.
I bet you just really wanted the part, and there was just a
oh yeah,
a horny director.
Oh, that's true. Because I went to film school, and they were recently casting the student film version of Myra Breckinridge.
Byron.
They said it was. They said
Byron
it was.
Byron Reckon this.
Unfilmable.
This.
I do
this
like,
episode is unfilmable.
I do like when because there are directors who like talk about books because people actually said that about Battlefield Earth and like they were kind of right but also wrong because like you can film anything. Like what people like unfilmable is such a dramatic phrase. Like
can you film a song?
Yes.
Can you film a wind in the trees on a summer's day?
Yeah.
That's actually a good question.
Can you film a man running down the street?
Yeah. You can't.
Can you film?
You can film people fucking. You can't film the way I fuck.
Can you truly film the crash of a wave on a beach?
No. This guy has unfilmable moves.
Can you film falling in love?
Can you film a scene between two actors?
That's why we are the wise men.
We're the wise men. You're the fucking Franklin.
This keeps happening because you two are on the same couch.
You're the fucking movie
you guys
man.
Keep joining together.
Yeah, we are the
in
wise men.
Guilds, labels.
Why don't you have anybody on your couch?
You don't think
you
for yourself.
MLB label.
You don't think for yourself. You just quote movies, and we're the wise men. We're trying to help Jesus here, yeah. And you're just quoting movies, and you don't have any original thoughts.
You know, I really hated that I had this baby that
fuck
I didn't
you.
Fuck for, and this guy's here, and he's just telling me movie quotes.
Oh, yeah, we're back.
Great.
What's all right. What's your favorite movie?
We've all really taken the long route to ask each other, what is our favorite movie?
What would the Mary of Jesus' favorite movie be? Mansfield Park?
I suppose you're right.
AI?
AI.
What if
it's all about a kid really wanting to spend one more day with with their mom.
My favorite movie is Moon. It's Sam Rockwell.
If you asked Jesus
Passion
what his
of the Christ.
I was just going to say, if you asked Jesus what his favorite movie was and he said Passion of the Christ, you would think he's selfish. You would think that. Like,
that'd be
so,
that'd
you
be,
got a big head on your
I would be
like,
shocked.
But if it's just like, yeah, No Country for Old Men is awesome. It's like it's really intense.
Jesus has a really well-informed opinion on movies.
He loves like the Coen brothers.
He loves the fucking
like,
Coen
Fargo
brothers.
Is awesome, and they're making a TV show about it. It's awesome.
I like hard R's.
I like. What can I say?
I've never heard that term.
Hard R?
Is that like a movie that has to be rated R?
Yeah. Okay. It's actually a pretty common term.
Okay.
I'm not insulting
you. Yeah, I didn't know it.
You're a wise man.
I'm just saying one might think that I made that up and I'm being weird.
Oh, no,
we do. We're wise men, though.
There is a time where Evan and I went to go see the band Silver Mount Zion.
Okay.
And
Silver Mount Wise Man.
There's a guy.
Musicians are cowards. That's a quote by Silver Mount Zion.
That's true. And
how do you feel about that, you fucking coward? Go on.
True. I feel a lot of some types of ways. But there's a fellow there. I'll call it the J-Man, who was,
nice.
He told us about his post-rock band, and he was just like a big bearded guy who, when he said, you know, you're in a post-rock band, I was like, yeah, of course you are. And like, I feel like a lot of people there that night were in a post-rock band. And
that makes sense.
Who cares about that joke? But like, there, or like, the Silver Mount Zion kept opening up the crowd for questions. And
I've seen them do that. You're right. I believe you now.
Oh, word. And
all right, now
a person
asked this
show. A person asked, what are you playing the drums with? And they were playing with brushes. And they explained, like, oh, yeah, these are drum brushes. They're used if you want to play like through like softer passages or get interesting like effects on the snare. And the J-Man shouts, yeah, they're pretty standard. And I would be like, shut the fuck up, dude.
That poor guy, he's just compensating. When I wasn't at this show. My friends went to Silver Mount Zion show. I was in Ohio, so I saw him in Kentucky.
What?
During that tour. But my friend asked him, I think it was Trevor. I think it was Trevor. He asked a question about like getting into colleges, and then Ephraim asked him back what his ACT score was, and he told him his ACT score.
Okay.
And it sounds pretty funny to me. I bet it was.
Yeah.
I had him sign my copy of Dune.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good.
Someday I might ask him to try and get him to sign, like, Children of Dune and see if he remembers.
There was a really odd self-effacing moment, so brief, with Ephraim outside of the place because he dissed me because I made a dumb joke, I think. I don't think. I know.
What was your joke?
I don't want to say. And
I can say what the
joke
was.
Did you say it, like, to his face? Or, like, were you raising your hand?
No, from the crowd. I did this at one show, and it got, like, laughs. So I thought I was being hilarious. And because, like, when you get laughs in a thing, you know.
It's just the endorphins.
I was like, oh, this is a funny joke. And he asked me about questions, and I asked, will I ever see my dad again? And which, like, isn't funny to some people, but at the time, I thought I was being hilarious.
Me.
I really.
Not funny to me.
Yeah. And, like, he was just like, okay, you're being, if you're being ironic, blah, blah, blah. And, like, then at some point, it devolves into, he, like, started asking me where I work or something. And I lied. I said I worked at Walmart. And he says, okay, you're kidding about that too. Go to a Walmart and people love it there. People are like running through the aisles and dancing, having a good time at Walmart. It was like such a confusing little thing he started saying.
But he did. He was right that you lied about working at Walmart, right?
Yeah. But then like I see him outside and I'm like, oh yeah, sorry about what I said. I was the person who said Walmart. And he's like smoking a cigarette. And he's just like crouching down and he looks up at me with his weird dreadlocks and he goes, I've never been inside of a Walmart. And I was like, all right, this feels good to hear privately from you after I made like a little bit of an ass of myself. But
he's also kind of bragging about how anarchy he is.
Yeah.
Like, those dudes aren't cool, right? The guys at Godspeed and Silver Mount Zion, like, they're not like cool people, right? They're just like, anarchists like ever like super cool?
Regular jokes.
I think for a second I thought they were really cool. I think they have, I don't know.
Like, I thought they were cool too, but I just like, thinking back now, like, they're not cool guys. They're lame guys.
It's good to hear you say that.
I think. All their, like, lyrics and, like, merch and, like, their whole vibe is just, like, we're fucking super important and, like, don't go to corporations and, like, Lockheed Martin owns all the fucking record labels and it's like, okay.
Yeah, drop out. Don't make music. and, yeah. Anyway, enough about that. But, like, yeah, that was an embarrassing moment of my life, but it felt really good to have him look up and say, I've never been inside of a Walmart.
I've never been inside of a Walmart.
Evan, did you see that part? Did you see that happen? Evan saw all this happen.
Yeah.
And crippled with embarrassment.
Yeah.
But you saw that last thing happen?
Yeah.
Okay, word. As long as you know I'm not lying.
I think Evan thinks you're lying.
Every time
sometimes I tell, I swear,
but that doesn't mean it happened.
That's actually so true.
This is true. Sometimes I've noticed a pattern in my life where, like, I tell embarrassing stories about myself all the time because apparently I've done so many fucking hugely embarrassing things in my life, and then I tell like a little redeeming thing about it. That's the little redeeming thing.
Yeah.
Like, I'll tell a little redeeming thing.
A little redemption.
And I feel like people think I'm lying.
A ring-a-ling redemption.
Anyway, that's my little...
There it is. You went and saw the band. He made an ass of hat of himself.
I had a good time.
I had a good time.
Well, yeah. Hey, you know, you can't have a really great time with shame.
Oh, I had a monumentally bad time after the shame. I enjoyed the music. Is.
Yes.
I hate telling that story. Yeah.
Music.
But you had a gun to your head. You had to do it.
Literal gun to my head. I had to
you
do it.
Couldn't
no one
dodge
saw
the
Rodney the Ghost.
Plasma gun.
And you couldn't dodge the bullet because it was Halo 3.
A Halo gun. What time are we at on the cast, Adam?
Let's just say it's... We haven't hit an hour.
Okay.
We're close.
Okay, word.
I don't want to end on that, though, because that was kind of a draining story.
Yeah, that felt horrible to say.
Yeah, pretty boring.
Yeah. Anthony, hit me with something deranged.
I'll put some Kanye under it.
Get something from your crazy skull.
What's going on in that crazy brain of
yours?
You
used to be a phrenologist, right? And you tried to make new bumps on your head
and
who you wanted to be?
This guy's got a couple screws loose.
I did tell some crazy stories today by
Byron?
Yeah, by Byron.
Byron.
Stories that Byron told me. They were secondhand tales.
Stories by Byron. I would never want to hear them. Actually, I would.
Lord Byron.
The story of how that person told him to do this and do that, and that they would beat a lie detector test.
I feel like he'd be a pretty bad storyteller.
Or a great storyteller.
Yeah. Could be a good writer.
You guys just don't know the right Byrons.
Let's let Byrons be Byrons.
I guess you're right, man. I played a set today where I played only songs from middle school and high school. And I had to say and sing some really embarrassing shit. And it kind of left me drained afterwards. And at one point I asked the crowd if it was fun for them. And they said it was.
This story is a lot like your last story. Didn't we learn our lesson?
Should I leave?
Hit me with something. Hit me with something just off the cuff and deranged.
Off the cuff, man.
Johnny, hit me with something deranged.
Okay, one time I was ding dong ditching with three of my friends. This is true.
No, okay, stop. This sounds a lot like your past two stories where you're telling an embarrassing story about yourself.
Adam, I need you to hit me with something just crazy and off the cuff and deranged.
What makes a potato so brown?
See? There it is. It's that
what
easy.
Makes a king without a crown?
That's
do you have to fuck for that?
That was good.
Would you describe?
Are you telling me you had to fuck for that?
Would you describe as a potato as brown or so brown? Let's go around the horn.
Would you describe it as brown or sobering?
Oh, maybe potatoes are sobering. Last time you get a drink, now get fries.
Yeah.
Last time you get a drink. Now get fries.
Tenses aren't my thing, guys.
Tenses?
It's hard to know what tense the sentence is going to end in. So how do you even...
Tenses weren't my
how
thing.
How would you say...
Get it out of the tense.
How would anyone say anything ever if they didn't fuck up their tenses?
That's what college
is
all about.
Tenses
is
a weird word for many tense, man.
That's what college is all about.
Same intense. Translucent
don't
tense.
Have rooms.
Today I wasted a lot of time trying to get a lot of likes in the trucker group.
Oh, yeah.
There's a Facebook trucker group. It's just called Truck Driver's Humor and Other Stupid Crap. And sometimes I pretend like I'm a trucker and see if I get a lot of likes.
Did it work, the one with Jay-Z?
Not really.
How do truckers know who Jay-Z is?
I know. I Photoshop, so, you know, J.B. Hunt. Like the shipping company.
Oh,
like,
okay, always see
J.B.
The yellow.
Photoshopped a picture of a guy standing next to his J.B. Hunt truck and just made it Jay-Z and then changed it to Jay-Z Hunt.
And I got 99 problems, but a hitch ain't one.
And I was like, this is really good.
I feel like they just know you're not a trucker.
I don't know.
How many truckers are like old sometimes, hands at Photoshop?
Sometimes I do get a lot of likes on stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
In the trucker group?
Yeah, usually it's when I make memes.
Did you say completed a shipment?
You should do that. Just say like a casual accomplishment and people be like, good job.
Nice.
And see how I do.
Yeah, listeners, you better for the suspense. We'll say it on the next episode just how well this did.
Yeah, and we'll give quick updates if he gets any likes while we're still recording, of course.
Just post fuck way stations.
No, don't say that. Say complete.
That will
shipment.
Get likes.
Yeah.
If you talk shit about way stations or talk shit about Swift, you gotta.
Ooh. Did you get a like already?
Dude, I think I got kicked out.
Oh, no.
Amazing. That's why you're not getting the likes you want. You're not there.
Because you're unliked.
You're disliked.
You should be able to unlike or unlike just people's
Facebooks.
How did
that kick me out of this group?
Wait. Johnny, need to hear my idea.
Rejoin.
Come on, hear him out.
Don't you think on Facebook you should be able to like or unlike people's Facebooks?
I can't.
Just like I could like you. I could just like you and I could unlike Johnny. Thumbs down.
No, that's an idea.
Listeners, if you don't like Johnny, rate
give
this
us
podcast
a thumbs down.
Three stars.
Give us a big thumbs down.
There's four of us, max 4 stars. If you don't like Johnny, but you like the rest of us, 3 stars.
Yeah. Mm. And then out of 5, give us 3 stars.
Yeah. 1 star for each.
Two stars, one for each wise man.
And you can get a bonus.
If we're all liked. Oh, boy.
Never give us 4 stars, because if you like all of us, just give us 5.
Yeah.
If you like all of us, but you don't like our episode.
Don't give us that 4-star shit.
And don't give us Star Wars, because that's spoilers.
Don't go see Star Wars on Friday the 18th. Go to the Lincoln Hall and see the Island of Misfit Toys.
You don't need that.
Record release show.
Yeah. Lincoln Hall. Adam is playing. Oh, this will be out by then. Yeah. Adam is playing. And Evan is playing.
Yeah, this is going up. Like, I'm going to go home and edit it and put it up.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah, I'm playing with Namdi's Super Duper Secret Side Project. It's going to be a good show. Couldn't get a ticket to Star Wars. Wah. Stop fucking crying. There are other things to do. There are,
yeah,
in
baby
fact,
can't
go
get
back
Star
in the crib,
Wars.
Baby,
Star,
if you're going to cry about
Star
it.
Star Wars can be recreated by a later showing. This show is a once in a lifetime event.
Babies don't understand.
I Made that. You Something is only released once.
Mm.
Or twice.
Say it again. Yeah. Once more.
I guess there could be a re-release, a remaster.
You are the master, though.
Do you guys mind if I remaster your album? I have some problems with it.
Sure.
It's just all too quiet.
Will he?
It's quite something.
Is this a will he, won't he?
This is a big will he, won't
will
he
they,
remaster
Will they
album.
Or won't they? Romantic comedies, only haters hate them.
Yeah. I keep getting baited into hating.
I thought that show Jane the Virgin might be kind of like a Christian show about Immaculate Conception, because the billboard says she's pregnant, but it's not.
And the subtitle is, she wouldn't fuck for this.
Yeah.
She did not.
Never in a million years.
Yeah, that's the subtitle. She wouldn't fuck for this. She did not.
Oh, man.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda, Jane.
Oh, that's fun.
Will Jane have fucked by the next step?
Will they, won't they, he, she, they?
He is we.
Brennan's we.
He's me. Ah.
Young Jeezy, Wheezy.
This is good podcast. Listen, do you rhyme?
Cue up that song.
Play that song. Let's go out on that song.
And then I'll just fade it into another Wildcats track. Oh, yeah, those albums, the first one a couple episodes ago, that was... I'll start putting those in the show notes. That would make sense.
King Wenceslas.
It was Worst Part of the Job from Wildcats World.
You want to listen to This American Life?
Yes, let's just fucking play around with podcasts, dude. I don't care about copyrights. I'm an anarchist. I'm in Godspeed.
We should have a podcast playing throughout our podcast.
That's what
we're
supposed to do.
No,
turn the TV on. I
want to hear
Good King
Wenceslas. We have to respond to the podcast.
And I think,
like,
I don't
shit.
Think there was ever a moment.
There was a commentary episode of you talking you two to me.
I heard
it. Before Harris died.
Mark.
Oh, this is like my least favorite guy who goes on This American Life. I hate this guy.
This is like David Sedaris or something.
Oh, wait, that's David Sedaris? Never mind.
I don't know. I can't remember.
That might be David Sedaris. If so, I like him. There's another guy who's just such a weenie.
We've been Hawaiian feeling.
We've been feline Hawaiian.
It's synced up perfectly.
night, everybody.
Wait, what? Hold on. I like the idea that, like, Spotify right now in their server rooms are like, why are they both... These two people on the same Wi-Fi connection independently on different premium accounts are streaming this song.
We should put some Sound Man in the next episode.
Yeah. I can't tell where you're at.
Oh yeah, I have to give him a ride.
Are we still recording?
Yeah.
Nice.
Good B-roll.
I can't believe you got that sync as well as the home.
We probably couldn't do it again if we tried.
Yeah. Also, like, hey, good job for these guys, like, recording at the perfect time. You have to have, like, program things and metronomes.
That's right.
All right, you get the idea.
Wait. Maybe you can stop it if you want.
Nah.
There's like, there are a ton of versions of this song.
That's the right one.
I don't know what this one is.
Good podcasting.
Oh yeah. Oh,
Do you guys like Jimmy Fallon?
I want to spice up the conversation with a little words.
Done. Darren was always the one doing the picking. Because if he started picking on somebody else, then he was safe.
You also made a musical called I Have No Friends.
Right. Yeah. I went to an all-boys junior high / high school. These kids just did not know what to make of me, and I got made fun of a lot.
And you had no riff friend. Tracks for
you
This American Life.
When I was in sixth grade at this public school, I was president of my class. I don't know, I was just used to being really loved by people, you know, and popular. And so suddenly I wasn't anymore. You know,
right. Like, and everybody hit adolescence, and you're sort of the...
God, this show's so good.
Chunky and, like, acne. It was, like, the whole...
I thought that was in the, in the podcast.
And so the street was completely my escape from that all. You know, it was
oh, yes.
World where I
Have I told you guys my theory that...
Listen to this.
Oh, okay.
Where I called the shots.
Oh, has speed. It's so funny.
I had the idea... I had no a while ago that I was like, maybe, like, people like Elon Musk just live... They just, like... perceive time like at a slower rate than me, and that's why they can just like do so much and are so smart. So I was like, maybe if I just like try and like live and think faster, I can be like more productive and stuff. So I started listening to my podcast on 2x speed. And it really does kind of like acclimatize you. I was like in my car and I was doing it, and I was like, if someone like walked up to the outside of my car right now and looked in, like I would kind of be in a different speed world.
Was never conscious right? about me when I made that. Yeah.
They'd just be like, wow, it's really fast-paced in there. He's listening to something, someone talk so fucking
Darren
fast.
Darren had, like, I think, as long as I can remember, Darren maybe had three
as long as I can remember
throughout, like, most of high school and junior.
As long as I remember, Hawaiian Feeling have been the best podcast in the world.
Wait, hold on. Let me try something real quick. We got a great idea here.
Young, lofty mind.
You know I never have.
I know you covet your virginity.
You know, I was off
gold. That's why. That's why he doesn't know who the president is. Yeah. Evan, who's the president?
I don't know.
He's a proud virgin.
Yeah, Jazz is too much structure. It also sucks too, because now every time we jam, you just kind of can't sit in.
He's never in the pocket.
Yeah, not and I don't regret it.
Not only are you into the high, but you're also into like dirty highs. If you know what I mean.
Dirty guys.
Dirty guys. I'm like Evan's in love with the dirty guy.
He's in love with highs and dirty guys.
He's in love with the dirty guy, but it's okay because he's a good freak.
I'm still so alive.
He might have been a freak, okay, but he's good.
Have you guys ever met my friend?
Such a simple. Pleasure.
No, he's just meeting his prophet. He's prophetic. Here, do you guys want to meet him?
Yes. Who is
hey,
this?
Hey, what's your name?
Come in. Hey, where are you?
We have a prophet in our midst.
Hey.
What's your name?
Al.
Al?
Al P.
Al P. I can play this next time at 1/2 speed.
Oh, yeah. And did you prophet that name right now? Common misconception. I'm not a prophet, but I am prophetic.
All right. I think we're done.
All right.
Out of here.
I had a strange dream. Back to the days when I was just a teen. It was me and you playing ball in the alleyways. Me and you playing soccer up in the halls of the sea. Back before the war, before the war, back before the war, back before the war. Do you remember when we used to have picnics out in the fields of the east? My cousins lived in the east. Back before the war, back before the war. Back before the war, back before the war. Do you remember when we would all pretend that Hey, we were the strongest men, and we were the soldiers. We shot at our neighbors and pretended that we were our saviors. We ran the world back then. Do you remember when? Back before the war. Back before the war. Back before the war. Back before the war. Do you remember when we would spend that time together acting like we'd live forever? Just three teenage boys. Some from the east, some from the west, and some from up north. Just three teenage boys, and we thought we would live forever. Children, when we were adults, we would be in the same town. We'd start the business together, the same town. We'd start the world, we'd bring the world together. The three of us would be friends forever. But that was back before the war. Back before the war. Back before the war. The war. Do you remember when we took the guns to each other and said, I could never leave you and I could never shoot at you, but it's our duty to, if it's our duty to, what do we do? Do you remember when we had to choose between nation or friend? Do you remember when we had to choose between our countrymen or our best friends? You chose different. You chose wrong. You chose different, and there's a reason why I'm the one singing this song. You're in a plot of land, an unmarked grave at sea. They said the sharks feasted on your flesh. Didn't know how hungry they'd be. Back before the war. Back before the war. You always loved the sea. Back before the war. Back before the war. Back before the war. There were three friends. One from east, one from north, and one from east. And now there's just me. Remember when, back before the war, there were three friends, but not anymore. Back before the war, back before the war. Said, do you remember when we said we'd stay together till the end? Till the end. For the war, but now it's just me. We lost my friend from the west and my friend from the east. Back before the war, there were three. Do you remember when we had to make the decision between countrymen or friend? Do you remember when you chose wrong? Do you remember when we had to make the decision between countrymen or friend? Do you remember when you chose wrong? Back before the war.